F980825. I flow into faith. You are mistaken to think that the information you received concerning the woman having two children, when you prayed for her in the prayer line Sunday, was the operation of the gift of knowledge. It was not. That was information transmitted from her spirit to yours. Notice you did not receive this knowledge until you physically touched her. There is a transmittal of information that can come by physical touch from spirit to spirit. Because of your present level of transformation, I cannot explain much of this to you now. You will understand as you mature. But for now I must caution you, and I strongly admonish you, do not touch the people who come for prayer until you are ready for them to receive from my supply in your spirit, never the other way around. Never permit a flow of the Spirit from them to you. This primarily comes by touch, and again, I know you do not as yet understand why, but it is so. This incident was relatively harmless, but many have fallen because they have confused the operation of the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom with the operation of the working of familiar spirits. For this reason, I am instructing you now at this early stage, so you will not be confused. Search the Gospels. See if you can ever find one incident where Jesus touched the people until he was ready to minister from the Spirit within him. He never permitted the flow to be otherwise. Those that the world calls clairvoyant, who operate by familiar spirits, notice that normally, except for those who are highly developed in these practices, they have to have some object to touch that has been in the possession of those from whom they are receiving knowledge. Receiving spiritual information by tangible touch is dangerous. Familiar spirits are very adept at operating in this manner. I will not have you in communion with devils. Know and understand that it is not required for you to touch the people, for me to reveal the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, the discerning of spirits, and everything that I desire for you to have as equipment to minister the mind of Christ and the life of Christ to them. Touch is not required for the operation of the gifts of the Spirit. As your helper, I give you strong commandment this day. Never touch those to whom you shall minister. Never physically touch them until you are confident that you have received everything I will have you know about the situation. Touch them not until you are confident that the supply of the Spirit of Christ within you is sufficient to minister life unto the situation for which they came. Touch them not until you are ready to release your faith, in order that the flow of the Spirit will be from you to them. Never allow the Spirit flow to be from them to you. Never. Few there have been, and few there are, who truly understand the flow of the Spirit through material objects. Because of the childlikeness of your understanding at this point, I cannot teach you very much about it. However, I can give you these instructions, which will prevent you from falling into the deception of cooperating with familiar spirits, witchcraft spirits, and seducing spirits. Simply obey my instructions, son, as you have been doing, and I will safeguard you from the transmittal of anything that is not of God into your spirit. Simply follow my instructions. When you minister, simply listen to what I say to you, and see what I show you by vision, and receive what I tell you by revelation. There is no need to rush. When you are confident that you have heard my counsel in these realms, then when you minister in the name of Jesus, touch them. The flow of the supply of the Spirit of Christ within you shall be one way and one way only, from you to them. As you heed these instructions, I will personally block any transmittal from their spirit to yours, or from familiar spirits to your spirit, or from witchcraft spirits to your spirit. I will keep your spirit holy as you follow these instructions of mine, says the Spirit of Holiness. For your hope's sake, I will say unto you now, the day will come not far off, where your understanding of these things will be such that you will look back on this day with amusement, that there was ever a time in your life when you did not comprehend these things. As I have previously spoken, you shall completely understand the anointing and all facets of it. Nothing about the anointing shall be a mystery unto you, says the Spirit of Grace. You must understand this. Receive this concept, for it is truth. I flow into faith. I myself flow into faith. When the woman with the issue of blood touched Jesus, she touched him with the touch of faith. I flowed from him into her. I allowed no transmittal from her spirit unto him, not even so much as to reveal to him who she was. Notice he had to ask who it was that touched him. I allowed no information to pass from her spirit unto him. But because she touched him with faith, and with no deception in her, because her motives were pure, I was free to flow from him into her, while at the same time safeguarding him from any transmittal from her spirit unto him. Know and understand, I will do the same for you. I will say it this way to assist your mind in comprehending my instructions. When you are ministering, during the information gathering process from my spirit to yours, be sure not to touch the people. Stand and listen. Hearken to what I say to you. Stand and see what I shall show you by vision. Stand and receive what I give you by revelation. With practice, you will come to know when the information gathering stage is complete. You will know when to speak. Then at that point, when the time has come for the flow of the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ from you to them, speak in His name and touch them. Touch them then and not before. In this process, there is safety. I will block the transmittal of anything from their spirit to yours, and I will keep your spirit holy, says the Spirit of Holiness. I am pleased with your willingness to keep coming back after every circumstance, to sit at my feet and receive corrective counsel. Many have not done so when I have attempted to train them in the ways of the Lord, in the ways of the Spirit, and in the ways of cooperating with me, says the Spirit of Grace. For many, at the first manifestation of anything supernatural, they have become so excited and full of zeal that they have run off to operate and cooperate unknowingly with counterfeits of the gifts of the Spirit. Unknowingly, they are operating and cooperating with familiar spirits, thinking truly in their heart that they were operating and flowing from my mind. I am pleased that you come back for my counsel and my correction. Continue to do so, says the Spirit of Grace, and I will train you to become expert in all the gifts of the Spirit. I will also train you how to avoid every counterfeit of the enemy. He has many. Many potential ministries have been lost because of their failure to come back for corrective counsel once they break into the supernatural realm to any degree at all. Be not as those. Continue to sit at my feet and hear the counsel that I bring to you from the Father and from the Son. Herein is safety. Herein is wisdom. Herein is training that cannot be excelled. You have chosen well, Son. You have chosen well. Know and understand that the Father highly prizes true humility of heart, such as He finds in yours. But you must also know and understand that even the gifts of the Spirit do not operate without certain levels of faith being established in the people who shall receive these gifts. For that reason, I am instructing you this day to change your speech and demeanor. You will always give off humility, for that is what you are. But know and understand this. The people must have faith in something. Many whom I am not able to heal directly by their own faith, it is because their own sense of unworthiness blocks the flow of the healing virtue into them. They simply will not believe that the Father loves them enough to heal them. Many do not question His love, but question their own faith and their own ability to receive. But I flow into faith, says the Spirit of Grace. Therefore, they must have faith in something. And for many, their faith will be in the fact that you are so confident that all the gifts of the Spirit flow through you and Sue. If that is all the faith they can give me, I will use what is available. I flow into faith. Retain your humility, yet speak with the boldness of the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Be bold in your declarations that all of the gifts of the Spirit flow through you and Sue at all times. These two things may seem contradictory to your mind. Humility of heart and boldness of speech proclaiming what you truly have. They are not contradictory, and they are necessary to build the faith into people that Christ would minister to through you. They must have faith in something. Give them faith by your words, by your demeanor, and by your confidence that the gifts of the Spirit flow through you. They must have confidence that the gifts of the Spirit are available through the two of you, and that if you minister to them, they will receive from Christ who lives within you. To illustrate this principle for you, remember when Jesus asked, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" When the people said, "Yes, Lord," he said, "According to your faith be it unto you." This is the principle. They must believe that the gifts flow through you without fail. If they believe this, if they have even that much faith, then I will take that faith and I will flow into that faith. Then the will of your Father can be manifested in them to loose them from the tyranny of the devil and from the devil's works in their lives. Whether it be in regard to healing, whether it be in regard to finances, whether it be in regard to any work of the devil that has been manifested in them, they must have faith, son. I flow into faith. For very practical reasons, I am instructing you this day. Retain your humility as always, but speak with the boldness of the lion of the tribe of Judah. Give the people confidence that the gifts of the Spirit flow through you and Sue that they may believe. It is not the Father's will that any should perish from the devil's work. It grieves him to see their lives destroyed by his works. If they have not yet faith in his love, that he would manifest his power on their behalf directly, then give them faith that the gifts of the Spirit flow through you and Sue, and I will use that faith until they grow stronger. Receive my counsel. These are the thoughts and the mind of the Father and the Son toward you and Sue. Receive my counsel. My words are truth, says the Spirit of grace.